Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
Hallelujah. Welcome to 2025. Amen. See how we are few. Some people they made up their mind they will not come. That they've already done their crossover. So enjoy what they can enjoy. If they like, let them follow online. There will still be a difference. Hallelujah to Jesus. Father, we give you all the praise. We worship you. Just thank the Lord. Give him the praise. Give him the worship. For a moment, worship him. Bless his name. He is worthy of all of our praises. Thank him for the journey thus far. And thank him for the success of the new journey already. Give him all the praise. The Bible says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits. We bless your name, Lord. We forget not your benefits. Because sometimes our soul will want to wander. It will be wandering, it will not be focused, it will be thinking of problems that will overwhelm us. Instead of focusing on the goodness of God, go ahead and thank him for his goodness. We worship you. We worship you, Jesus. It was my cross you bore, so I could live in the freedom you died for. And now my life is yours, and I will sing of your goodness forevermore. Worthy is your name, Jesus, you deserve the praise. Worthy is your name. Worthy is your name, Jesus, you deserve the praise. Worthy is your name. Father, we give you all the praise. We worship you. We extol your name forevermore. You are worthy of all the praise. Be exalted now in the heavens, and your glory fills this place. You alone deserve our praise. You are the name above all names. Be exalted now in the heavens, and your glory fill this place. You alone deserve our praise. You're the name above all names. Be exalted now in the heavens, as your glory fills this place. You alone deserve our praise. You're the name above all names. Be exalted now in the heaven, as your glory fills this place. You alone deserve our praise. You're the name above all names. Be exalted now in the heaven, as your glory fills this place. You alone deserve our praise. You're the name. Worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve the praise. Worthy is your name. Worthy is Jesus. You deserve. Worthy. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let's be seated. Hallelujah. So yesterday we spoke about a lot of things. Well, today I'll dwell in a little part of what we said yesterday. I'll just strengthen some facts. Fact about time management. I think I spoke about it yesterday at the table. So I would just like to strengthen it a little bit. Amen. I said yesterday that you don't have all the time to fulfill destiny. Isn't it? That you don't have all the time to fulfill what? And talking about time, God is the one that designed time. Alright? And He designed time, the Bible said, I think it's Genesis 1:14. Then God said, let there be light in the firmament of the heavens, divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and seasons, and for days and years, isn't it? So He's the one that created time. Are we together? That they should determine or mark seasons, they should mark days, and they should mark what? Years. Verse 15. It said, then God said, verse 15 of it, He said, and let them be light in the expanse of the sky to give light on the earth, right? And it was so. 18 then says, somewhere around 18, and God saw it and He said it was good. Amen? So God created time, isn't it? And I told you before, I said, time does not cause anything to happen. Time does not cause anything to happen. Time only records events. Are we together? So, that simply means there's nothing new. I mean, even though the new year is promising, God gives us a word for the new year. Alright? Because according to the Bible, God is the one that initiated the idea of timing. To mark days and years. So God can speak to you, especially on a new day, a new year, a new season. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And that's why I have no problem, you know, knowing that God was telling us is a year of working on impossibilities. He can actually, within a year, give you a word, because it's probably a season for something. Not because in the realm of the spirit, they wrote a time and said this should happen. But because you have engaged the requirements that should require you to enter into a new season. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? As you engage the requirement, then a new season becomes what? Open to you. What happens with time? Time only records the event. Are you people get what I'm trying to explain to you? And that is why there are two Greek words for time. Chronos and Kairos. So some of you have heard it online. Chronos is a regular passage of time. I'm sure that's where they got the word chronological order. Amen? And kairos means a set time for something to happen. That simply means it is how much you use your chronos effectively that will determine your kairos. Alright? For instance, take the scripture. I'm sure you know that scripture. You give it to me. That says, in a great house are several vessels. Can you remember that scripture? In a great house, that's what? Alright, 2 Timothy 2:20. Let's read together. One, two, go. That in a great house they are what? And what? But also of what? And of clay. Some for what? And some for dishonor. Alright? Next part of scripture. Then God says, therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for what? Every good. That simply means God has kept everybody under chronos. Now, time is passing, morning, night, all right? But if a man decides to what? Cleanse himself, the Bible says, from what? The latter. Then there will be a set time for him because he will now be metamorphosed into what? A vessel sanctified and useful for the master. All of a sudden, God is using a man. Not because the man, it was written that the man will start getting used by God on that time, he started getting used by God. But because he maximized his chronos. Somehow, when he saw God's word, then he cleansed himself by the truth of God's word from what? The later. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? And suddenly he became a vessel profitable for the master's use. Suddenly the guy is walking in the glory, is walking in wealth, is walking in abundance, is walking, you know, he's just different all of a sudden. And people are wondering, God has remembered you. No, it's not like God remembered him or actually God forgot him. No, he decided to engage the requirement that would determine that new season in his life. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? So God has given us a word for the new year, but it is how much you engage the requirement, how much you stay with the Holy Spirit to prepare you that will determine you entering into this possibility. Even though he has said it is a year of walking on what? Impossibilities. It is not possible until you engage the requirement. If you just sit down and watch it, watch the word he said to you, you will watch it into 2026, it will not happen. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? Because God will not bend to any pressure. God does not bend to emotion. What moves anything in the realm of the spirit is faith. And faith must get you involved fully. Faith requires you to know the word. And of course, engage the word to see that it becomes a reality in your life. The Bible says, we believe and so we speak. Just like our fathers of faith believed and so they what? Spoke. Are you people get what I'm trying to explain to you? So if you engage the law of faith, of course, it will really get you to participate so much in seeing that you get into a new season. Because you cannot actually engage the law of faith without having a fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Because it's the Holy Spirit that will open your eyes to the truth of God's word. Secondly, it's the Holy Spirit that aids us to pray. The Bible says we don't know how to pray as we ought to. So as you stay with the Holy Spirit, alright, as you stay with the Holy Spirit so much, as you stay with Him and allow Him walk in and upon you, all of a sudden you come to that point where you become a vessel profitable for what? The Master's use. Where you are prepared and ripe for these words God has told us to become a reality. I found that there is nothing hard in the supernatural. There is nothing hard. It's just your willingness. You have to be willing. Ketron Kuhlman of blessed memory, she said these words. She said, there are no golden or silver vessels. God is not looking for them, I mean. God is not looking for golden or silver vessels. He's just looking for what? Yielded vessels. If you look at here, the Bible said there are several vessels, right? And God said, you are the one that will determine which one you will be. So you are not gold yet. He said, but if a man cleanses himself, so if you become yielded, you become either of the vessels. Either gold, either silver, and either what? Clay. And if you look at what Paul wrote here, he's trying to make you understand that now, silver and clay, which is better? Silver.
Gold and silver, which is better? Gold. Paul is saying that it's not enough to become carnal. You know, some people think that you are either carnal and spiritual, which is supposed to be like that. But you see, you can be carnal and, you know, clay, and then you are silver. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Silver Christians. You know, they just come to church and somehow, you know, when they have problem, they cry to God. And somehow God saves them. Somehow, if it doesn't happen, they say God gives, God takes. You know, they are just silver Christians. But the Bible says you can grow into becoming a gold Christian. Do you people get what I'm trying to explain to you? By your level of yieldedness. I found that prayer is not even hard. It's just our mindset. You know, if you start praying, if you check the time, you think you have done like 30 minutes. But if you are in the flesh, if you check, you see that you have done 3 minutes. How many of you have been there before? You prayed long. You thought you prayed, sorry, not that you prayed long. You thought you prayed very long. And when you open your eye and check time, it's just barely 10 minutes. It's more like 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes. And you still have 1 hour to go. So you are wondering, if I almost died at 7 minutes, what will happen to me after 1 hour? How many of you have been there? Then you are tired. In fact, the thought of you going for 1 hour just makes you say, Kai, God will understand. Then you may probably remember a revelation. That it's not by time, it's by light. Say, thank you, Lord. Jesus has done everything. The truth is, there is a devil. I remember one time I was praying, I told myself, I said, even if I would die, let me die here. I prayed, and when I checked the time, I was so tired. So, and the way the thing happened was that I now had a lot of activities that morning. So much people were knocking back. So I said, this prayer that Satan is, you know, some people don't know Satan is using them. You just wake up and say, I want to go and see my pastor this morning. Whoa. You don't even know what is leading you. Then you start knocking. And pastor planned prayer. Do you get what I'm trying to say? So pastor is wondering, should I go? Should I? And I have this character. I don't like to stand up when I'm praying to do anything. So I did one or two things and I sat down back to pray. As I sat down to pray into the prayer, then I said, people are knocking. I said, this one, I will not answer. I kept on praying. And I said, I will finish before I answer. And truly, I finished before I stood up. Thank God they were still there knocking. So I opened and apologized. But this is the point. You would think prayer is hard when you are praying in the flesh. It's not hard. Firstly, you must just settle with the fact that you cannot do outside prayer. Alright? It's reality. Whatever a man sows, he reaps. You can't do outside. You can never be effective as a Christian outside prayer. There are no two ways about it. See, it's only by prayer. Just get that settled. You can't deceive. See, you can deceive everybody, but you can't deceive yourself. If you're going to make progress, if you're going to see a manifestation of God in your life, you must decide, give yourself, get yielded to the Holy Spirit, engage the ministry of prayer. You must pray. There are not two ways about it. And you know, somehow you can be deceived by the activities in church that you are praying, yet you are not praying. You are probably a serious member, not because you were praying, just a serious attendee. Alright? You come to church, you clean the church, probably a leader or a pastor. Those things can be distractions sometimes. You are just full of yourself, you know, in church, blah, blah, blah. In fact, you may be surprised you are even supervising people to pray, yet you are not praying. You may be surprised. It can happen. This is pastoring, so I can tell you from experience. If you observe, you actually not prayed for some time. But you must understand, I miss all of this, that it is seed time and harvest. That's the law of the earth. You have to pray. Since you know that nothing is more important than prayer. Do you get what I'm trying to say? You have to pray. When you pray, you give the Holy Ghost the opportunity to make sure the word of God in your heart is planted, germinate, and begin to grow. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Because if you look at Matthew 13, immediately the word of God came. Remember, when the seed was planted, then the birds of the air, then the troubles on the land, then the wrong plants that are growing. Immediately the seed fell on the ground. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? They were not involved until the seed was what? Satan will not come. And that's why I read verse 21 of Matthew 13. Is that because of the trials and the tribulation, what happened? Is that because of the word of God in their heart, they now had what? Trials and what? Tribulation. Because of the word. If the word was not important, Satan would not push all of his forces from hell to come and make sure they attack you because of the word of God in your heart. It's very important. That's why he will send all of those forces. He knows what happens to a man that the word of God is planted in his spirit. Such a man becomes completely outstanding. So he will fight you. He will fight you. In fact, sometimes, even if you are praying, your mind may wander away from what you are doing. You find out you are thinking about another thing. You know, one time I understood that Satan can even confuse you in prayer. You focus and praying, oh Lord, change me, use me for your glory. Use me, anything that is not like, remove it by the Holy Ghost. As you are praying, then you now remember how that you are broke. You now start shouting, there's a mighty supply. There's a mighty supply. Meanwhile, that's not a time to flow in that rhythm. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? But he just gets you distracted because of your situation. Sometimes you can be confused too in prayer. That's why in prayer, make sure you are focused. Think well. How many of you have been praying and you start imagining one joke in your head? Before you know, your prayer is there and you are there. It happens. You just casually just stand up from the prayer and just go and continue what you are doing. Your mind has gone far. Satan knows that without prayer, the child of God is just making mouth. Without prayer, you are nothing to him. So he can come, look at how you are. Yes. Then he will now make sure that he creates circumstances around you that will make sure you are not praying. See, an effective Christian is not the one that has money. Money is good, but that's not what makes you an effective Christian. Satan knows what happens when the word gets into your heart. You become completely different, like God on the earth. God can love people truly through you. He can save people genuinely through you. He can do mighty things through you. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Yes, God wants you to have money. But money in your life is not what makes you effective. It's just crazy that in our world today, what we tag, if you want to affirm that a Christian is now very effective and have entered into a manifestation, is that the person has money. He has a lot of money. He's dressing fine. He has all the cars. And for most young Christians, that's what we are aiming at. We are praying to one day enter into our manifestation. What is our manifestation? Oh, abundance. In fact, when we read this scripture that says the earnest expectation of creation awaits the revealing of sons, most Christians think is the time when they will have money. You say, oh, TNS expectation, wait for my revealing. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Oh, my time will come. Oh, my time. That's not what the Bible is saying. Creation are waiting for your manifestation. I wrote one time, I said, God is not looking for people that have money because he's not lacking money. God is looking for sons to metamorphose from the earth so that they will save creation. Money is an advantage. He gives you the money so that you use it to do whatever you are now configured effectively to do. So like I'm saying, one of the irony in Christianity is that people think prayer is hard. It is not hard at all. Prayer is only hard if you pray in the flesh. You know, I'm hitting this little point. It seems so little. It can determine everything you become in 2025. It's not hard. Is when you are in the flesh, you will just be making, you check 5 minutes. Meanwhile, in eternity, you feel like you are in 3 days. 5 minutes, because you are in the flesh. Not when you pray with the presence of God. I remember the first time I ever prayed in tongues in the house in Kaduna State. They told me to pray 2 hours, my superior. When he told me to pray 2 hours, I wonder if anybody can pray 2 hours. But I was filled with the Holy Spirit. So I sat down in the middle of the night when everybody was sleeping in the house. I went to the parlor. And I didn't want to disturb everybody. So I turned on a song, one of a worship song in my phone. I can't truly remember that the particular one. And I felt the presence of God. You know, my heart was just for God. Alright? I just wanted God. I was so excited. And that's why sometimes the Bible will tell you, go back to your first love. You know, some of you, there was a time you prayed all by yourself in your room. You would pray and cry to God. But now you have seen God finish. You can't cry for God again. Your heart is now strong. If you want to pray to God now, you can just bone face and pray to God. You know, if you want to pray now, amen. Strong heart. And that's why sometimes God will say, come back to your first love. So I prayed, and I found out that I prayed more than 2 hours. It felt like some seconds. I'm not saying a lie. It felt like I just prayed for some seconds. When I opened my eye and I checked the time, it was more than 2 hours. And my mother was watching me. You know? That's when she said she felt like I had joined a cult. She was watching me. I will be crying. According to her, she was describing it to my dad. My dad too caught me one time in Lagos. I went for break when I was on campus, a student. And one morning, everybody left. My mom went to her place of business. He went to work. And there was nobody. The children went to school. I was the only one at home. Immediately they went, I just closed the doors. Turned on the song. And I knelt down. I started praying. And again, I started crying again and rolling on the ground. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. My dad entered again. He forgot something. With his military, he was just looking at me. Now, when I was done, I saw him sitting down. He said, Simon. I said, sir. He said, what happened that you are crying to God like this? Am I doing something bad to you? I said, no. He said, is anybody being bad? Because he's crying. You are praying like you are frustrated or something. I said, no. I'm not frustrated. I was clearing my chest. So I just was thanking God. I said, what kind of serious prayer is that? I said, that's how I pray. Hallelujah to Jesus. And it was a long time. I say this from experience. That when you pray with the presence of God, you say, let me just do 10 minutes. One small 10 minutes. If you open your eyes, it's almost an hour. It's 2 hours. But you know why you have that desire to always want to sit down to pray before the Holy Spirit will help you? Because you truly want to see a manifestation of what He has said about you. That's why you want to pray. You must have the desire first. The Bible says, if you have desire, a man separates himself first before he intermediates with what? Wisdom. Desire is what will cause you to separate yourself for consecration. Are we together? The desire to see a manifestation in your life will cause you to separate yourself, to sit down and say, now I want to pray. And because of that desire, your prayer will be very effective. Because the Bible says, the effectual heartfelt. Effectual what? Heartfelt. Continuous prayer of the righteous. Meaning it must be from the depth of your heart. You see, if you have come to terms with this reality that there is nobody you have in this world except God Almighty, this is how you begin to pray. He's the only way for you. Like I said yesterday, all of our eggs are in one basket. That's how we think as believers. For me, that thing that God is my everything, there is a way I pray. There's a way I must pray. Are you listening to me? I take prayer very seriously because outside God Almighty, I have nobody else. That's why I pray the way I pray. Are you all listening to me? Again, I say there is no way outside prayer. Stop sitting on the fence and dangling on that fence saying, I think it's hard, can I not? You can do it. Under the anointing, I tell you. There's a part of the Bible that says, quicken us and we'll call after your name, or we'll call upon your name, or something like that. Quicken us, the Bible said. In other words, it is God that does the quickening for you to even pray effectively. Are you guys listening to me? There is no way outside prayer. I said something. Don't, you know, there's a thin line between this error and the truth. And if a very serious Christian, but he wants to make money. And it's not bad to make. Why will you not want to make money as a serious Christian? Of course, you should want to make money. But you have to be careful, because sometimes you may just fall into error if money becomes your focus more than God. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? Because you may be tempted to neglect spiritual things in a bit of trying to pursue money. There are some people that their devotion to God have dropped because they are looking for money. It has totally dropped. They can't even remember the last time they prayed. Why? They are pushing something. They can't remember the last time they gathered themselves, their children, their family, to pray. Ha! It's time bomb. You are setting time bomb for yourself. And you cannot even be better than that level you are. Because some of them, they made a little progress financially. That was all. You have even failed the test. Just little progress. They can't pray again. They are business, their job is taking all of their time. They can't pray. It happens sometimes even for ministers who sees little progress in ministry. Then they've arrived. If you continue like that as a minister of, especially, you come to a point where you become a manipulator. Because things are not working the way they're supposed to work again. You are now forcing it to work. You start saying things you ought not to say. It's a dangerous point, place to be in life. Like I was saying yesterday at the tail of the teaching, I said, I have strengthened that fact in this place several times. I said that people should not just be spiritually conscious and forget that they have to be mentally sound. I've only said that. But somehow I'm scared that people should not misunderstand me. As a pastor said, we should be mentally sound, not to be spirit coco alone. If you make that mistake, you get to points in life like Daniel. You are very excellent and excellent. But do not think it twice to throw you into a lion's den. Because you will not bow to their terms and conditions. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Many people don't understand this. That the devil wants you totally destroyed. I always say that. He wants you totally destroyed. Totally destroyed. He doesn't care about your life. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? He wants you totally. I hope you know that there's a destruction at the end. Outside the destruction he can cause for you on the earth. He wants you to destroy yourself. How can you tell me that life is making money, and when you make all the money, you spend it anyhow on alcohol, on women, and etc., and you think that's life? No, you are destroying yourself. You have allowed the devil to ruin your life. Life is more beautiful than that. Are you listening to me? It's more beautiful than that. I said that yesterday. I said, if God tells you not to do something, think about it deeply. It is not for him, firstly, it's for you. Think about it. See, your life giving God glory is that you live your life for the best of your interest. I don't know how to put that in now. Maybe I should use physics terms. Directly proportional. Inversely proportional. So which one will I use now? Let me use directly proportional. The rate at which you live in purity is directly proportional Okay, now let me say it like Newton's second law of motion. The rate at which you live in purity is why your life will be very effective and beautiful. Alright? The rate at which you live in purity is why your life will be very excellent and beautiful. And it's directly proportional to the glory, to how much God is taking the glory, or how much you are giving God the glory. This is what I mean. As you live in purity, as you live above sin, above smoking, above alcohol, you are the one enjoying the sound health, isn't it? And as you are enjoying that sound health, in that sound health, God is saying, I have the glory now. Because your life is beautiful, I have the glory. Now, at the end, what does God gain inside? You living in sound health. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Doesn't gain anything there. He is God. You think God, what? Oh, God gained something. What did God gain? That I lift my hands and say, oh, you are great. You think that's what God, that he moves, that's what God sits in heaven looking for? He's not one being obsessed with power. He's power himself. He's everything. So when he tells you not to live in something, it is for your best interest. And when you begin to enjoy the glory of it, he gets the glory in your own enjoyment. Let me put it like that. Meaning as you have this sound health, the beautiful life, God is getting the glory amidst that situation. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? So, look at it. What are you adding? What are you adding to God? What are you giving God? What can you even give him? The only thing you can say is thank you. And it's not like your thank you moves the heaven. If I give you something and you tell me thank you, did you give me anything back? You just appreciated me for what I gave you. Does the thank you do anything to me? But it just shows me you are a grateful person. That's all. Nothing to me. That's how mighty God is. He doesn't want you to get yourself destroyed. But the enemy has come to what? To what? And to what? Understand it. He will insist you make the wrong choices so that you get yourself destroyed. He will insist. You take bad decisions so that you get yourself destroyed. He will insist. Get into that relationship. Get into that relationship. Because he wants to get you destroyed. Oh, Pastor Simon, how does bad relationship destroy me? If it's not working, I'll just leave. Before you leave, do you know the effect it will have on your soul? Do you know? Many years ago, as I grew in the things of God, I sincerely told the Lord, is it possible to avoid all temptations and trials? Is it possible? Until he began to show me in his word, I'll build my church on Christ and the gate of hell will not what? Prevail. When I saw that, I was like, wow. He said, Simon, it is possible to live like the devil does not exist. I said, God, you mean it's possible to raise both men and women with no strings attached? He said, yes. I said, wow, then I can. I can do all things. And I found out over the years, I've raised both men and women with no string attached. Are we together? No strings attached. I mean, I've seen myself genuinely love women the way I love men. When I see them, I'm happy. Do I see the men and I'm happy? And I found that no string attached. It is possible. And I don't consider it strange. You know, when you start thinking, there's the way people say it. One time somebody came here, he led prayer, and he was asking me, sir, how do you cope? I said, what do you mean by how do I cope? He said, when I raised my head to lead the prayer, I saw beautiful ladies. And I'm asking myself, is this what you see every Sunday? Every Tuesday? I say, yes, that's what. He said, and you are just, we have still not heard anything about you? I said, that's what I see. So he has a wrong expectation. Wrong information created wrong expectation. So in his heart now, it is not possible to pastor a church with beautiful ladies and no string attached. It's not possible. So as a pastor now, you mean God cannot lead me to counsel ladies? I will only be counseling guys? You know, when I started pastoring, I was a very shy person. So in the beginning of the ministry, we had more men than women. Because I was shy to even preach the gospel to women. So shy. If any of you will remember, if you come to Glory Cares, that first time you see like 30 boys, you now see 2 girls. The 2 girls were not even invited by pastor. They were invited by some of the boys. Because firstly, I was scared that if I go and minister to a lady, she may disgrace me. You know the way BSU can be. Is it, excuse me, can I shut your mouth? Get out from this place. And it actually happened to me once or twice. I remember in CHS one time, I went to, in the evening, I finished preaching in the class. So I saw 4 ladies or 3 ladies. And I said, hello, can I, before I say can I, they said, oh, please. That's how they just did their hand to me. I said, God Almighty. I couldn't believe it. Hey, please. I beg. They now look at me and they're laughing at me. See this one. I say, oh God, because of your name, see what is happening to me. And they were chewing gum. So when I was living there, I said, chewing gum girls have disgraced me today. That's number one. I think one of them eat in second camp. I went to this lady. She was walking. So as I was passing her, the Lord said, invite her. I said, me? This lady? He said, invite her. So as I just turned, I said, excuse. He said, please. Please. I looked at when people saw me. People did not see me. I said, God, if you know she, please. Why did you say I should invite her? She didn't even look at my face. Oh, I think she had a bad day that day. I said, please, can I just please. I said, God, so you saw this and you told me to do this. You know, I was wondering if God was laughing at me in heaven because I truly heard God say, do that. Maybe I needed that disgrace to grow or something. I don't know. Well, you see, the funny thing is that one day I saw her in church. I think she was giving testimony or something. I just sat down and she entered on campus. So I said, is it not this girl that disgraced me? I wanted to call her and say, you disgraced me many years ago. Said there was... I think we had another case here. There was one that was here. I think she's in Abuja now. I don't know if she gave that testimony. I was browsing at the ICT. And God said, talk to her to come to church. That girl embarrassed me. I don't know why short girls have problem. She was short. She embarrassed me. She said, no, please. One day I sat here again. It was in this facility. And I saw her giving testimony. I just smiled. I want to thank God for Professor Samuel. My life changed completely. I said, see this one way pushing me for ICTO that night. Then when she came to my office to thank me with some gifts and the rest, and I said to her, I said, can you remember that you ever told one preacher at ICT that you were not interested to hear him? He said, I said, ICT, think. I know you didn't see my face, it was late, but you told me to just leave you to, just like, allow me, please, allow me. She said, hey, you are that person. I said, I'm the person, you told me to allow you, so I just allowed you and left. But see you today. She has even written it, and she wanted to be my spiritual daughter, so she wrote to me that she wants to be my spiritual daughter. And I was laughing. But that's not the point. The point is that you can walk in purity. You can walk in what? Purity. Many years ago, I was raising some boys and I told them, I said, if you determine who you marry by beauty, by fine face, I said, you'll be confused on the earth. I had a friend that every session or semester, Sometimes it's session. He married last December. Every session or semester, he has a new girlfriend. I had him on campus. Hallelujah to Jesus. So, I remember I messaged him. I said, this one that every session you are having, because, he asked me a question. He said, Pastor Simon, what is, because I was actually in a relationship that time that I thought it was the right relationship. And I stayed for the relationship for a long time, alright? So, they were amazed that, how can a young man stay in a long relationship like that without breaking? The relationship was like a relationship, but not a relationship. The Lord give you on. We're just there. We're nice to ourselves, and it's a mystery. So they know about it. Some of you are in that situation, right? You just feel like you are in some, but you don't know what that is. You don't know, but you know. We're just there. And he came to me and said, this thing has stayed so long. What is your secret? If you came to BSU, you did not change, blah, blah, blah. What is the secret of sustainable relationship? And I said to him, I said, I figured out in life that if you truly want to marry a woman because of beauty, you'll be very confused. I said, before I came to Benue, I was in Kaduna State. I saw plenty fine girls. Plenty. In fact, I go to church, I am passing a mosque, I'm going to market. I said, everywhere girls were fine. I thought I've seen it all. When I was taking a car to Benue, I still saw fine girls in the bus. As I entered Benue, I saw fine girls. I entered BSU, I saw fine girls. Every semester, fine girls are coming. I said, if you go to camp, you see fine girls. If you finish camp too, and go to submit your, you will see fine girls. If you go to your new place of work, you will see fine girls. I said, how then will you choose who to marry? If fine girl is your problem, is what you're looking for. I said, you must trust God for one. And trust God for the stamina to understand that. He didn't create ugly people. He created fine people. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And you should not have a problem seeing a fine person and be confused. I remember when I said those words to him, it blessed him so much. So I said to him, this is your habit of having new girlfriend every semester of every session. If you continue like that, you may never see who to marry. I tell you, I said that thing to him. Every year, if he doesn't marry, he's far older than me, like 5 or 6 years. Every year, if he doesn't marry, he'll say, these are your words are following me. Sometimes he'll come here and say, sir, I almost married one girl, but I don't know. The thing did not work again. In fact, I showed that one to my father. It did not work again. Why? Fine girl is the problem. Until one time, he made up his mind. When I saw the lady he wanted to marry, I was surprised. Because I was expecting, she's a fine lady. But I was expecting, you understand what I'm trying to say? Because of his mentality. But now he's married because he settled, he just had to calm down. And that's how you should think. Say, I want to marry the finest man in the world. You can't imagine that your man does not have beers. You can't imagine that your man does not have six packs. Some of you, this is what Satan will put for you in 2025 that will make you not fulfill destiny. Listen to me carefully. Because you have made up your mind that this is the year of seeing a woman or a man to marry. Then Satan will say, okay, no problem. Let's give you a man. My man must be, you know, some people when they describe their husband, they will say, must, or their wife, must. The woman I want to marry, must. Well done, God. She must have a master's. She must be self-employed. She must. Because you have managed to get one million, you are shouting, must. Then the lady will say, the man I must marry must have a car. He must have a house. He must not be the firstborn. I heard that somewhere. They say they don't marry firstborn. Because firstborn have many responsibilities. So if you marry a firstborn, you even help him to be solving this problem in the family. Hallelujah to Jesus. That must is the problem. As I say must, Satan is underlying it. Must have beer, you write beers. Must have chest. Must have, you write it. You just be writing it and you'll be smiling. Then he will package an, his friend for you. He will package his friend for you. The friend will not have all the qualities. All the qualities. Then the friend will now come. And the friend will say, he doesn't want to come and see your pastor. Say, oh, can we greet our pastor? No. I don't believe all of this. Why would I want to marry and I'll go and greet your pastor? Who is he? That's his friend. He doesn't want to come because you know when he comes, we'll catch him. Pop! So why must a lady has been in a church growing for several years, knowing the Lord and fulfilling destiny? Meaning she considers her pastor very important because he taught her the things of God. You are coming, you want to get married to her, and you feel like it's not good to go and see her pastor, the person that have trained her to a point that you like her. That's a demonic person. There are not two ways about it. Do you know what I'm trying to say? One proof to know he's not the one is that he doesn't want to follow you to your church. And you say, okay, are you filled with the Holy Spirit? You say, what is filled with the Holy Spirit? With the evidence of praying in the Holy Ghost, you say, no, not everybody must pray in tongues. I hope I'm not saying another one now, Trent. Not everybody must pray in tongues. So, okay. So what are your beliefs? Well, I believe in this and that, blah, blah, blah. I say, but you have to be filled. You're showing from the scripture. You have to be filled with the Holy Spirit. You say, so be filled. So if I'm not filled with the Holy Spirit, that's how the devil will move inside of him now. You mean you will not marry him? Say, no, not like that. But the right man should be filled with the Holy Spirit. Say, no, I will not be praying in tongues because of woman. It's not woman that will make me pray in tongues. There are some like that. Have you not heard? It's not woman that will make me pray in tongues. If I want to pray in tongues on my own, I'll pray in tongues. Not because I want to marry. That's where wahala will start. Then he has everything cleared. All the things cleared. You can't build with a man. It may be the problem you have in this life till you die. That one problem. You don't want to build with a man. You just want to arrive. You don't want to. I don't want to go through what my mother went through. You want to arrive. You want somebody to finish everything, then you just enter into the rest and sit down. Kill that mentality. I'm saying this because I feel God will bring some of you into discovering your husband. You know, this year, people are getting married. We're having like 3 marriages in this church this year. And I believe that that's not the only thing that will happen. God will now cause some people to see for 2026. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? For some of you that God will cause to see, you have to be careful how you see. Throw away those foolish mentality on marriage. I must marry from my tribe. I must marry a man that is this. I must marry a woman that is that. Throw it away. Are you all listening to me? A certain woman was saying, we're dealing with a case. One of my pastors want to marry a certain lady in church. And the woman said she will not allow the marriage because the mother of the lady, because the guy is from a particular tribe and her sister married that tribe. And the sister they can't find the sister today on the earth. She abandoned the whole family and ran away. Blah, 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 blah. A lot of story. You know, is it not, we see those things in Indian film, don't we? Where the lady will leave her, say, I love my husband. She will now run with the man and forget him. Maybe it was love that pursued her. Who knows? Alright? But that's not the point. Hallelujah to Jesus. She said she will not allow it. Said every time, but the lady is madly in love. The lady is fighting the battle. Fighting. No. I must marry my man of God. I must marry my selected man. You know, my choicest man from God. Blah, blah, blah. And the mother is fighting. It's a lie. And you know, when mothers say no, fathers cannot say yes. Because they are mother-in-law. They are brother-in-laws. They are sister-in-laws. They are what? Huh? Word of the wife. They say the wife is the law. So the law will now give an order. And everybody will be scattering, will be arranging. Hallelujah to Jesus. And I was wondering. I said, I had seen people from the same tribe beat up their wife, pursue them. What do you say about, maybe we should conclude, it's just because it's our tribe. Some of us, if it was not our tribe, would have condemned our tribe right now. Beat them. Thief, beat the thief. Idoma, Igbo, they beat them. Igbo man beat Igbo woman. Idoma man beat Idoma woman. Which one again? Thief woman beat Igede man. Have you not seen Igede people? Igede people beat Igede. They say they don't marry another. Igede man beat Igede woman. So for the Igede man now that can beat Igede woman, and for a thief man that will not beat Igede woman, which one should the Igede woman marry? Some of these Igede people don't know that their husband are some good thief men that God ordained. But their culture have ordained them to marry wrong Igede men. For instance, don't take me too serious. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Some of you don't know that your husbands as Igbo ladies are some good thief men that God have ordained. But if they say thief men, they say God forbid. God forbid. Because you have probably seen one or two or three thief people that acted in a way you don't like. I asked the church, I said, what is my tribe? Some people were just looking at me on campus. They don't even know my tribe. I said, what is my tribe? You can never predict my tribe. And I asked, so if I start to marry you now, you will tell me that because of my tribe you will not marry me, you are such a loser. And that's how it is. There are a lot of lovely men out there. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Who love the Lord and are living for God. Do not wake up and receive the greatest shock of their life. God will tell them, that's your wife. They'll go to the woman and say, God say you are my wife. They've never done that in their life. The woman say, no. Say, why? Say, you are not my tribe. They'll be like, oh my God. And they'll thank God and run away from your life. Then you go and carry your tribe. That will give you tribal mark on the face. They will beat you. You will receive blow. They will use it to practice boxing. The woman that died, the singer, Osinachi, is her husband not the same tribe with her? When I even saw the man, I said, how can somebody look like this and you even decide to marry the man? He looks like Randy Orton. He's already a fighter, according to his looks. I hope he's still in prison. It's the same tribe, and they killed her. You know, one time I heard they say somebody say you should endure, women should endure pains in marriage for love. I called the person. I said, when we agreed that I should say something like that? He started laughing. I said, please, I'm going to correct that teaching. They are beating you in the house. You are enjoying. Are you Jesus? You are suffering for love. Say, I'm suffering. No, hit me. They hit Jesus the second time. He fell down. He said, but I'm going to move. See the glory that I said before. What glory did they set before you in marriage? If they beat you, carry your things and run to your father's house back. Isn't that born you? Meanwhile, we're teaching you so that you don't enter that kind of situation. You think you are in love. Let them slap you, you know. But I teach you now and say, I'm in love. If they slap you, you will know. Have you ever received a man slap before? Especially the one that is angry. Pwah! Start seeing stars and glory everywhere. The glory you were not seeing before. And you see some men, they'll be looking lovely. You don't know they are beaters. Women beaters. So lovely. I love you. Especially when they can cry. Know that they can beat women. All those cry men. Another set of beaters are the ones that immediately they want to get you. They can spend anything for you. They can beat. Say, now what do you want? I just take over the suya. In fact, me suya, how much will I buy this suya spot? So that you'll be working for this lady now. They can beat women. On your birthday, they'll say, send your account number. They'll send 1.5 million for you. You have not, just talking stage, you say, I just want to encourage you. They can beat women. See, women are finding this difficult to believe. You know, the bottom line is that everybody can beat women. Even the ones that are very broke, they can beat women. What am I saying in essence? Before you choose a husband, pray. Let God speak to you. Oh, this one you are saying, just come to church. If he's a believer, pick. Oh, God. Let me just come to church now. Impi, secondly, impi, out. This is my wife. So, are all of you believers? Do you pray Holy Ghost? Pray, let me hear. Okay. Impi, secondly. That's how they said it. Is that what they are saying? As long as people share the same faith, just speak. Pick. What if you pick two? You pick. You've played card before. You go to market again, oh. We're talking and they are not hearing them. Some people are shouting, "Babe, don't marry anybody that comes to your mind." See, that a man of God is anointed does not mean that he's always right. Be very careful. Marry anybody that comes to your mind. Hallelujah to Jesus. No joke. You can't marry everybody. You cannot marry everybody. I can tell you from experience. I used to be in a relationship. It was not a demonic relationship. It was godly. But the woman was not my wife, evidently. In fact, one of the heartbreakers I had one time was that I asked her in 2017. I think so. I was unjust. I said, "What is the name of my ministry again?" No, she did not. She said, she was just trying to describe. Said, "That your ministry," said, "Glory, glory, Kari. This is somebody who have been together from 2014, they're about 20. Glory, Kari, Please remind me again. My friend, just look at me and smile. He did his head like this. I knew what it was, a wicked smile. He just looked at me. He was like this. He was looking at us. When she couldn't, she not, I just looked at her face. I knew I was finished. And I said, "Glory Cars International." "Oh, yes!" That's what she said. Then when the teacher said, this your beliefs, eh? Your beliefs serve. Kai, they are strange. For 3 years you have been hearing they are strange. But she's a fine girl. You see? So, you have to choose between a fine girl and a wife. I was in that point. I remember it was quite difficult because she had become my friend over the years. You understand what I'm trying to say? So, it was very difficult. Breaking out, oh my God. If I imagine myself breaking out, I would start thinking, in fact, tears will fill my face. Should I cry? Should I not cry? Man of God, oh. Although I'll come out and make mouth. No, dear, she are Abagos, Karadish, Briandos, Kalish. But I couldn't imagine breaking out. Oh, the Lord spoke to me. And you see, the bad thing in this relationship was that God warned me from the very beginning. He warned me from what? The very beginning. How many of you heard that my story? The man of God says, "Simon, upon this rock, I'll build my church." He said, and that is why God will start demanding some certain level of sacrifice from you, like cutting away from your relationship. When he said that, then he turned to the crowd. "Are you here with me?" I just did like this. Yes. He didn't even know my name was Simon. I knew God just spoke to me because that was the week I entered. That was the week the prophecy came. The weekend. Now, what was I supposed to do? Go back and what? Break up. I could not break up. I didn't know that this thing was like a time bomb that was going to cause me trouble in the future. In the future, when I was ready to break up, they have joined. It was ionic bond. Super glue. Anything, 2 minutes gone, maybe what do they call it? They've joined the hearts. I've joined. I wanted to remove my heart. My heart was paining me. With the man of God anointed, it does not matter. If you are in love, you are in love. Have you seen men of God in love before? You would not believe it. My God. You think if a man of God is in love, you go and say, "Dear sister, in the name of Jesus." No. He was behaving like every boy in love. Him too will go and be peeping whether she's passing. You'll be surprised. You see your man of God in hostel waiting somewhere for somebody to pass. Then you'll say, see me here. Then when they are talking, you'll be blessing people. Bless you. I'm counseling her. They didn't ask him. Oh, yeah. Counseling her. So, sister, you get what I'm trying to say. Bless you. I'm counseling her, alright? They behave like everybody. He sends love message. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? They send it. So be careful in this 2025. Firstly, I said prayer, isn't it? Give yourself. There are no two ways. It's by only prayer. There's a song that says, I came by prayer, blah, 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 by prayer, blah, 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 by prayer. I don't like the song, but it paints a wrong picture to me, so I don't actually like it, because what they are saying is not even what me I see it as. Then they meant it in another way. Amen? And in this 2025, don't do Christianity for anybody to impress anybody. Are you listening to me? Sit with the Holy Spirit. Sit with the... And allow God to choose your man and woman for you. If God give you a man, build with the man. Build with that man. If you are lazy, you can't build with a man. If you are lazy, you can't build with a man. I always use Ocha as an example. He has finished school, so let me use him, because his son is not ready yet. If you finish school, that's when you are ready. Is Ocha there? He has finished school, so let me use him. Have you finished school? Okay, this year, have you been ready this year? Sister is fighting for it. Is it this year? So let me talk with people that have finished school. So this man now, he has finished school. I'm not saying finishing school is the qualification, but he already knows Christ. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And he finished school now. Imagine he wants to choose who to marry. And he now choose Kira, for instance. I'm not saying he's Ian Kira. Or Agatha. Or let me not choose Agatha, because you will always laugh so much if I choose Agatha. I don't know why. Who should I choose, church? Annabelle. Ene. Sometimes I see him working with Wane. Ene. Oche works with every. Mama T says Oche is working with everybody. That we don't tell you what Mama T says. We're driving, I said, this Oche, everybody is working with. I don't even know who's supposed to be. We'll be thinking like this before you know Oche is. Which one is Oche? I said, Mama T, me too. I don't know. I think it was at Benue Hotel. You were working with Wane that day. She's now said, was it Wane? Yes. She said, this Oche self, today you see me. Which person is Oche working with self that we know? He's just confusing everybody. But Sam, this Oche, will he be able to choose a wife to marry at all? I know she'll be laughing or watching me now. Hallelujah to Jesus. Although it was a joke. Now, imagine he chooses somebody that he wants to marry. God spoke to him. Say, Oche, your wife is Kira. So Oche comes to Kira, for instance. Don't think that I've said God said your wife is Kira. He now comes to Kira, for instance, and say, Kira, thus says the Lord, you are my wife. Hey, Kira, do her like this. I don't die for glory carriers people hand. Oh. Shall be person if he come to church in peace? I come to church, straight in church, not move from my head. Hey! Or just say me, I be a wife. Because this man cannot cover this man. Oh. You know what she's calculating? Or Jay. You know, when you say or Jay, she's wondering, he's, you know, firstly, or Jay was senior Kira. According, very, he said very well. Very well. Do you understand? Maybe by 3, 4, how many years? 20 years. Be definite. How many years? 7 years. Are you serious? 3 years. You say 7 years. Is she 19? Hallelujah to Jesus. So 3 years, which is really a far senior. So who do you want to marry? I want to marry a man that is 10 times older than me. Well done, marry your grandfather. Some of you, that's your problem in this world. Wrong orientation. Who taught you that you should marry a man that is 10 times older than you? Where did you read it? Say, sir, I just like to see my husband be so I can call him daddy. It's a wrong mentality. So the one that is like your mate now, that is 1 year older than you, cannot call him daddy. You just say, hey, or chair, or brother in Christ. While we're growing up, there was a lady who always calling one of my friend brother. He said, please don't call me brother. That's how people start and don't be liking us. Don't call me brother. Call me my name. Are you going to get what I'm trying to say? Meanwhile, God in his greatness has looked at and mapped. He said, okay, since these people are growing with the same mindset, you think, see, literally speaking, you think God will look at us, be grooming us together with the same mindset. And if you want to choose a wife, he will look at all of you here. See who is qualified. He has seen men here. They will now pass on chair and say, go and marry Abu somewhere. Who does not think like you? Can two or three work together? No, except the word. Except men are lacking here. It's the truth. See, people used to say, I say, I don't give out my girls for marriage. That's not true. I've never said that. But think about it. That people are here like Benjamin, like Richard, like men come out in this church. All the men come out. If you're a man, outside pastors, come out. Rush out. I'm not saying a boy, a man. If you think you're a man, come out. If any boy come here, down Basha, Gadish, Arish. But if you know you are a man, if you are a boy, sit down. But if you are a man, come. Good. So you want to come out? Now, these people are men. Yes, are there women? In fact, the number is like the same self. If you do this thing one to one, it will even reach. In fact, men will still be remaining, right? From what I'm seeing. So God will look at this man now. All of you, the Akira, and watch. And one, watch this side. Miriam, look at all these men. God will look past courage. Monday. What's your name again? Promise. Jonah. Sonny. Ola, Oche, Richard, Benjamin, Victor, and Joshua. God will pass all of them like this. And tell your husband is in New York. And someone say, hey, New York, Nadia, my husband, to lead you. He's in Spain. No, God does not do things like that. I tell you that to check the Bible. It doesn't work like that. Because he wants to build the people with the same mindset. Now, am I saying God cannot bring a man out there that can have the same mindset? That's not what I'm saying. But of course, God is seeing the one, except they have problem. Then God can pass them and pick another person. But if truly they don't have problem, and they come, and you are sure, why should you not marry? Tell me one reason why you should not marry a man here. Anybody, stand up, give me one reason. As a lady, stand up. Don't be shy. Be confident. Any woman? You are counting the reason like 100 reasons in your heart. It's the wrong orientation about life. So I want to marry a man that is 10 times older than me. I wish you know what is happening now. Now women are often older than men in marriage. I hope you are hearing it. You see some people posting on Facebook, especially women, age does not matter. It's women that are agitating for that more. There was a time, there was a 10 years now, they say age does not matter. Even if it's, the only thing is submission. Me, even if I senior my husband 10 years, I'll be submitted to him. Because men are finishing. Hallelujah to Jesus. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? So that wrong orientation should die. Be ready to build with a man. Like the example I'm giving now. You probably don't know his financial level. Because the majority is finance. Not the Holy Ghost. Not the gift of God in him. It's finance. That's what they are calculating marriage from. Okay, if he doesn't have the finance, you do you have? How much do you have in your account? He now says, I have 1 million. 1 million cannot do anything. How much is even marriage? Marriage roughly is around 3 million, 4 million. You don't even have money to marry and you are saying you are in love. Eh? He would not say, no, we can use like 1 million, 1.2 to just marry. A very light one. Me? That kind of marriage, God forbid, Batty. How much does she have in her account? 1,258 kobo. She wants a classy marriage. Her wedding gown, the man will make. But no, see, life shouldn't be like that. Destiny is more important. This man, for instance, if he is qualified and is well-to-do to an extent, and two of you are well-to-do, you are working out, he's working out. You people want to marry. Is it bad if you do your own wedding gown? They are not answering me now. Is it bad? You are not answering me, go and ask some older women. They will even do suit for the men. I'm talking to people now. Yeah. You want to come to a point that you'll be calling a man, you plan the marriage and buy the man's suit. Let him just attend. You can't. There's nothing there. Because there's a greater purpose for two of you, for instance. In the future now, when you see yourself toying the whole world, doing you just remember that small marriage that nearly gave you people problem. But now you have everything. You can even marry, join, give people money. More than 100 people to even marry for 5 million. There'll be no problem. Bessie Dawusa, that was celebrating. Bishop Bessie Dawusa, when he wanted to marry. They say he borrowed car, right? He borrowed car. The owner of the car, during the service, said he wanted to use the car. Before they went for reception, they had to walk, right? They trek to reception venue. When they married, they were just clapping for them. It's all we're heading. They were just dancing. They were doing like they were dancing so much more. Till they reached reception venue. It was raining, sir. The suit was wet. It's all we're heading. It's a scope. Oh, till they reach. She said the ring he even bought for her. After 1 or 2 days, it started fading away. He just needed something to put in her hands, sharp. Started fading away. And she was giving the illustration. She said, now, what kind of gold can I not buy in the world? That's what she was saying. Bible said, though your beginning may be small, your what? Shall what? Don't have big eye, longer throat. Don't have it. Because you see, life can deal with you in a way. You'll be forgotten if you marry the wrong person. They will forget you. Satan himself will do like this. My hand, don't, you know the way Pilate washes his hand? If you marry wrongly, even Satan will say, my own don't finish for your head. I don't achieve what I want. He will go. It's not a joke. Wrong marriage can destroy your life and destiny. So sometimes, you know, the Bible said, love your parents, obey your parents so that your days will be long. The Bible also said, parents do not what? Provoke your children to anger. Meaning it is possible for parents to what? Provoke you into the wrong things. Your mother cannot just sit down and tell you you must marry a particular man. Make up your mind. You see who God wants. Insist on it. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Insist on it. And as young men, have a vision. Have big dreams. Have kingdom vision. Vision for yourself in terms of finances, your career, academics, whatsoever you are doing. Now you can say in 2025, I'm going to pray in tongues. Let's say, I want to pray in tongues for like 100 hours before the year finishes. Is it small now? Very small. Let's say how many hours, for instance? I want to pray in tongues for like 300 hours. And it's even smaller. How many days okay, let's say I want to pray in tongues for like 4 times 2 of 365 is what? Huh? 365 plus 365. Let's know whether you can even marry. Huh? Eh? You are not answering me. You are nodding to the word. 7:30. Hallelujah. So if you add the 5:5, it's 7 what? 4. Amen? So let's say you pray in tongues for like 800 hours in a year. You set it as a target. I used to do it. When I was trying to do this thing, you know, there's a machine, those days you on gel like this. Boom, 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 boom. When I was trying to start, I was setting target like that. 800 hours. When you pray 2 hours, you write, you say, how can I achieve? You create a strategy. When you do it, before you know, you have hit 800. If you don't hit 800, you hit 750. At least you have done something. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? That one is for the spiritual side of it, which is very important. Have a vision for your finances. You can say, this year I want to make nothing less than 5 million. It will push you. I want to hit 5 million in my account. You start thinking strategies. Thinking. You can't be thinking like this and be thinking of buying PS5 with 500,000 or 600,000. You get it. Since you want to make 5 million, the first thing that comes to your mind, you'll be thinking land, investment. Do you get what I'm trying to say? You hold one million, you're thinking a land, an investment. Because you have said you want to make so million before the end of the year. That way itself, it will encourage the person that God will tell you to marry. Do you people get what I'm trying to say? You are not too young to start it though. It will encourage. Not that you're on Facebook every time. Hello, hi queen, you look so beautiful. Hi sweetheart, you look so... No, you don't have a vision. And a lot of times, if you think like that and you go and ask a woman out, God will... knows you in secret. He can never allow a woman who he likes, a woman that is working with him so well, to marry a criminal like you, because he's seeing what you are doing in secret. You may cry and say, God said, the woman has this conviction that you are not the one. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Because God is strengthening the conviction in her heart that don't marry that man. No, he's a liar. He will never allow you to make mistake. So, when I say things like this, am I saying that everybody should now share husband and wife? Choir should go for choir, these people should go. No! It doesn't mean you should just, you have to still pray and be sure of who God wants you to what? Marry. And of course, start building your family in time. Some of these wrong mentalities we have out there that says, don't marry because women are problems, they are from the pit of hell. God cannot create, if God doesn't want you to marry, he would have not created Adam and Eve. You would have created Adam after 3 years or 4 years. You would have created Eve. After you have created Adam, Adamu, Joseph, and the rest of them. But the moment he created Adam, the Bible says he now woke up and said, it is not good. And if I say something is not good, I'm comparing with something that I used to know. Do you people get what I'm trying to say? If I say something is not good, I know something that is better. In the realm of the spirit, he created him, her. But in the physical, he saw only him. So you say it's not good. That simply means that as a man, it is not good to be alone. And it's not any woman though. It is the one that is destined for you in the realm of the spirit. Because if you marry the one not destined for you, then it is still not good. You are alone. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So wait on God. Have a vision. This year, for instance, you can tell yourself, okay, I'm studying computer science. Practical example I'm giving. Who studies computer science here? Who is into tech here? Okay, computer science. Who is into tech here? Alright. You're a doctor to be. Okay. You are graduated. Okay, what course are you studying? Huh? Anatomy. Or chess studied philosophy. Business administration. Political science. I always wonder why you're studying. You want to be a politician? I've asked that question several times. Okay. Economics, political science. This is my man say he wants to be a politician. And then college did chemistry. Is it chemistry or industrial chemistry? Toxicology. Amen. You can sit down and be realistic with your lives. Ask yourself, this course was study. What can I become from it? Be very realistic. If it's something you think can help you in the future, fine. If it cannot, start delving into paths that can give you money. Start delving into paths that can give you what? Money. They say programming is hard. Who said it? Who is the person that said it? Have you seen stupid people that marry fine wives? Because they have money. In fact, two people that marry church girls. You see a church girl look at you like this and say, is that man I want to marry? My spirit agree with him. Will your spirit disagree before? Why? Because they have the money. You can go and see that. A friend was telling me about somebody we used to know on campus who talks too much. He talks like a mad person. But he's getting married on a Saturday. The Saturday we were talking. And I said, is it that? He said, yes. It's unbelievable. He said, he called in and said, they talk. I said, somebody agreed to marry. He said, yes. So, my brother, somebody agreed to marry that guy. Then, and I said, why now? Which kind of question did I even ask? How will somebody know? Because the guy was so crazy. One time when in service, he went and off light. Do you understand what I'm saying? I mean, service was going on. He went and removed the thing on campus. He just removed the light. The whole department didn't have light. He now ran away. But somebody saw him. So after service, I blocked him. And I asked him, what did you do? He said, I'm not the one that did it. I held him. I'm not joking. I will beat you in this school if you do this thing again. If you see me, as if anytime, just run. Don't even be coming to our church. Anywhere you see me, run away. If you see that I will do something here, don't even come around there. That's how much I threaten. I say, if we are doing service, if you see us, change direction. He was that crazy. One time he was threatening from afar. He said, go and tell Pastor Simon, I will report to the HOD. You people will come and be doing fellowship and be the service. Go and I will report to the HOD. He will be threatening us from afar. And he can disturb in the department, cause trouble with lecturers. He will go and talk when he's not supposed to talk. They can fail all of us because of him. There was a time a lecturer was teaching. I think he was the one that did that. He said, these things are too simple. I wonder why the man is even making mistakes. The man now heard him. I think he told the man, can I come and help you, sir? The man said, me? He said, no, sir, I just felt like you're making... The man said, no problem. The lecture is ended. It seems you will know it, right? We failed. Carry over. That was one of the courses that gave me, the major course that gave me, almost gave me a spiel or something in school. Because you finish everything, just remain one course because of one person. Because of it. But he married. Somebody agreed to marry him. So, and I asked, he said, the guy is loaded. I said, loaded how? He said, he has money. He puts his mind on programming back end and front end. He's making millions now. I said, really? I said, when we ended the call, when we're done talking, I said, such a guy is loaded with millions. Now, wow, people go suffer. That's what I said, saying in my head. That's how life is. Seed time and harvest shall not cease. Work hard, you get the results. Are you beginning? I'm trying to say, even though he was stupid in his thinking, he worked hard, learned programming, learned backend. They say he had a brother that coached him. Before you know, he's making the millions now. They say he's in Abuja. In 2025, work hard. There's one slogan we had on campus, Jackolo. It means jack onto you, Kolo. Read the book till you enter your brain. Because there are no two ways about it. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? So 2025 will be your year of glory. Your year of working on impossibilities. I was praying for some of you, I'm in church early this morning. While I was praying, I just felt in my spirit so strong. And as I started prophesying that everybody will have a beautiful life in 2025. You have a very beautiful life. And walk it out. Are you listening to me? Don't be so excited and just forget everything. Walk it out. Walk it out. Are you here? Work out. Work hard so well. Work hard. As you go back today, as you go home and eat food or sleep, wake up, set goals. Set goals. Make sure there is no day that passes without you praying in the spirit, listening to a sermon. Are you listening to me? And trying to make sure that you improve on your skill. Start out learning something new. You see, time and harvest shall not cease. If you start learning a skill now, in 3-4 months, you start cashing out from that skill. But if you are waiting and just watching, nothing will happen. Are you people listening to me? Nothing will happen. Who told you cannot earn in millions? I'm a very funny person. If I want to learn a skill, I look for the one that gives money. One time I was asking a question on Naira Land. I said, I did not answer, ask Google. I asked in Naira Land because it has to do with Nigerians more. I said, what tech skill can make you a millionaire in Nigeria? And I add at the end, Naira Land. I'm not looking for the one that will make you a millionaire in the whole world yet. I want to start in Nigeria. Then when I become the millionaire, I will now increase it, the capacity. I will learn the one that the world is demanding now. Because you must start from your Jerusalem. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? If they say cyber security, go there. If they say this, go there. If they say that, go there. Learn it. Say, Pastor, I cannot find the person that will teach me. Start learning it on your own first. As you are learning it, God will bring the person that will what? Teach you. I was teaching this in the barracks many years ago, telling them that all the barrack boys want to become soldiers. I gathered them when I was done teaching. Most of them changed their mind. Because it's more money they are looking for, salary, that they were paying our fathers and they could not take care of us very well. I said to them, you can be better than all of these things, all of these pursuits. Are we together? Have you learned something tonight? So go back home, work on yourself. Why do you need to add prayer to you so that if they throw you in the lion's den, it will not eat you? What will happen? You will lie on it like a pillow. Do you understand what I'm trying to say to you? Very important. So hold on to God and be very productive this year. In early February, we're supposed to have a program, right? A program that is called Kingdom Marketplace, right? Kingdom Marketplace. Not just Kingdom Tech. The Lord said I should expand the capacity. Kingdom Marketplace. Are we together? We'll sit down. I'll be part of it in the talk show and in several teachings. We're going to talk to you in every area that you are pursuing, you know, that you are working or you have a business and etc. We'll talk to you in all of the areas so that you become very effective. And be careful. How you become effective is not by reading plenty books. It's by having the right information. Sometimes when you read plenty books, you become confused before you even started. Some people are just learning. They have never come into the knowledge of the truth. A Chinese proverb said, a good teacher is worth more than 100 books. So save your brain. Don't be... Some people now, at the end of 2024, their achievement is that they read 150 books. What is that an achievement? What did you learn? What did you kickstart? Are we together? So, very, very important. Your brain, save it for things that matter. Learn things that really matter. Are we together? So that's it. Father, we thank you for your word. We know that your word is light to us and a lamp for our feet. As we go home, we become productive unto sin, unto becoming capacitated to fulfilling the word you have given to us yesterday, this morning, I mean. We know that this year is a year of working on impossibilities. And Lord, you configure us as we walk with you, as we have decided to walk with you, to become an expression of these words in the name of Jesus. This is going to be the best year yet for us. In Jesus gracious. Let's be seated.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays, first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.